play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders, EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Taylorville, the location. Mount Zion, the opponent. The Braves will be wearing the home white with the red trim piping down the side. Silver Streaks wearing the road black and the neon gold as Mount Zion wins the tip. Ethan Hamrick, a 5'11 sophomore. Dylan Roberts, a 5'8 junior. Sean High, a 5'8 junior. Drew London, a 6'4 junior. And Nash Mose, a 6'3 senior. Here's Jalen with a steal on the first possession. Leads the break to the other end and lays it up and in. And a good start for the Silver Streaks.
Great anticipation. Jalen does that as well as anyone.
Streaks forced 21 IVC turnovers in the victory last night. And they open the game with a turnover here as the Streaks play man defense. Here's Jalen with another steal. Try to bounce pass around him. He clawed onto it. Outlet to Eric. Reverse layup at the other end along the baseline. And the Streaks are up very quickly, 4-0.
As good a start as you'd want there. Very pressure, very, very good defense on the ball and pressure everywhere.
Two turnovers lead to two transition baskets for the Silver Streaks. Here's Nash Mose with it, 6'3 senior. A bad pass, a steal by Alex to Jalen with a two-handed jam, and the Streaks are off to a high-flying start now at 6-0. We're a minute into the game.
And that's the kind of start that we wanted. You know, really get off to a great start, give your opponent no confidence here.
And now Jalen with a foul out high, trying to work and fight through a screen.
Just got tangled up there.
Yep, collision there with Nash Mose, so that'll be the first foul of the game on Jalen. Streaks open with three transition baskets coming off of three Mount Zion turnovers. And a minute into the game, up 6-0. Mount Zion hasn't won a game. The Silver Streaks looking for their 10th victory of the season. A pass goes into the backcourt to the sophomore, Hamrick. Calling out for help. Alex trying to pick in the backcourt. Hammer goes around him, leads down the break. The ball knocked out of bounds on the dribble drive down the lane. Last touch by Egyptiaku of the Silver Streaks.
I know one thing that I know Coach Hart would like to see improvement, and we've seen it, but we need to up the ante a little bit more, and that's on-ball defense on a dribble drive, being able to stay in front of the ball and cut off your man with the dribble.
Mount Zion having a hard time getting it in. And
good
the
deny there.
We forced the five-second call.
Denied the inbounds pass there. Super job. Timeout there by Mount Zion.
Coach Tail assuring, boy, everything he talked about with you in the pregame coming to life here in terms of showing us exactly why this team has struggled to find a victory this year.
Yeah, and I like our mindset. We've come out here and we have our antennas up. We're ready to go. We are focused. We're not taking our opponent in any way, shape, or form lightly. And doing our job, again, as Bill Belichick would say, do your job, and that's the key to success, and our guys are doing their job right now.
Well, and I love how the defense is fueling the offense right now. We haven't seen the Silver Streaks have to run a half-court set until this possession coming out of the Mount Zion timeout just a minute 18 into the game.
And that is the mark of your championship type of ball clubs. Great defense fuels the offensive opportunities because they're usually easier off turnovers.
So Price will bring it across midcourt, pounding the dribble and bringing it up high. Dribble drive down the left side of the lane, and he got tied up and took an extra hop. And the first turnover on the Silver Streaks. Streaks put a little pressure on the ball in the backcourt. Mount Zion inbounds to Hamrick. Now Alex Egyptiaka will back off, and he'll pick up the defense across midcourt. To the left side, Nash Mose. Bounce pass up top. Here's a dribble drive down the left side of the lane. The shot too strong by Drew London. Somehow Mount Zion gets it back, and then McCants with a block on the second effort by Mose. Outlet pass off the hands of Dre Egyptiaco. Good defense by Dylan Roberts getting back, and he interrupted that
good hustle
front,
there by
front
Roberts.
Pass, and the Streaks turn it right back over. interesting story about Drew London that I was talking to the father of one of the Taylorville players who, it turns out, was watching his son play against London last night. London is his nephew. So he said it was kind of a
little
family atmosphere. They said everybody was together on Christmas Day on Wednesday, and then they all came out. He said about 25 people all sitting together watching the two cousins go head-to-head as they guarded each other in that game last night, which Taylorville won by 19. Here's a rebound put back by Sean High after the miss from the right side, and it's two offensive rebounds now for Mount Zion here in this opening
quarter. And we got lost a little bit on the cutters defensively there in the last two possessions.
That's not the kind of thing that's going to make Coach Ryan Hart happy. Streaks up 6-2 here early. Jalen on the outside, puts the ball on the floor, jump stop down the right side, tough shot up and in with
tough
the right
shot,
hand.
Tough shot, great body control. Again, improved his play. He has many, many more tools in his arsenal offensively.
Jalen with 6 points already in the game. We have 5:10 to go. Mount Zion goes back door, and the feed to Drew London is too strong off the glass. Eric with the rebound. 2-on-1 at the other end. Dre takes it all the way in for the basket. And the Streaks turn that into a secondary break opportunity and a quick bucket to go up 8.
And we're very good off missed shots and obviously off turnovers. We convert those quite frequently.
10-2 Silver Streaks. That was their first rebound of the game. Here's another poke on the inside. Jalen going after the ball. And a loose ball foul as Sean High was on the floor. And that's his second one. He was going after the ball. High went down to the floor to get it. And he dove into the floor right in front of Jalen going after the ball. And Jalen fell over him and picked up a tough second foul.
Tough call there. So the only Jalen to the bench.
Yeah, the only two fouls in the game on Jalen McCants. And that's a bit of an equalizer in this game. We'll see how the Strakes play. Up 10-2 with McCants on the bench. 4:38 to go here in this first quarter.
And they've spread the floor out here, a little five out. And again, we need to be on our help side there because they are getting cutters to the basket.
So the two fouls Jalen has picked up were just from aggressive defense.
Yeah, and that one there was just a foul there that's a contact, but you know, incidental contact kind of thing out as they're struggling for the basketball.
Drew London to inbound to our left on the sideline. Gets it up top to Quinn Gilman into the game, replacing Nash Mose. So they sacrifice a little bit of height and a little bit of bulk on the floor, maybe to pick up the pace a little bit. The dribble out high. Gilman in all
dribble.
Kinds of trouble, and there's a double dribble. Yep. Five turnovers now on Mount Zion.
And good pressure on the ball again.
Riley Milan, you heard Coach Ryan Hart say in the pregame, he's a little bit of an Achilles, a little bit of an ankle that he's dealing with. So they're going to try not to push him too far if things work out well. DeMarco Harden into the game. Here's Price backing his way in. Now they get it to the outside. Riley Milan dribbles to the left side. DeMarco shoots from the top of the arc and hits.
Excellent. Ball movement there. DeMarco is ready to score, and he knocked it down.
13-2 Silver Streaks. Quick 11-point lead halfway through the first quarter. Jump stop from the right side. A pull-up and a miss by Hamrick. As he short-armed the shot, Milan with the rebound. Streaks pushing it. Riley into the lane from the left side. Off-balance shot, missed it. Rebound on the floor and knocked out of bounds. And that'll go back to
Streaks' ball, I believe.
Oh, it is Streaks' ball. Okay. 11-2 Silver Streaks. Sorry, 13-2 Silver Streaks. 3:35 to go.
On baseline, free throw line extended there.
So Eric Price will pull the trigger from the left side of his own basket.
Try to get Riley a shot here.
There's Riley from the right wing. Puts it up and a little bit off the mark. Rebound into the hands of London and then knocked out of his hands out of bounds. That's going to be a reach foul on Alex Egyptiaco. Three team fouls on the Streaks now.
And a good play, a good inbounds play where they run Riley off of a double screen from the weak side there, and he got a wide open three. Good look there and just didn't knock it down.
Riley struggled to find his shot here at this tournament. 1-for-6 in the game last night, which the Streaks won. Here's a dribble drive, turn around, up and in with the left hand and off the back iron by London. Here's Price with it, out with a rebound, into the front court, layup by DeMarco Harden at the other end, and a foul on Matthias Adams, trying to catch up to him, and a chance at a three-point play off the bench for DeMarco.
We're really getting the ball off of the rebound, off the defensive rebound, and getting out and going there and getting the ball pushed ahead and running the floor beautifully there. And a great outlet pass there, and DeMarco finished there beautifully.
DeMarco 5 points in the quarter. And another timeout by Mount Zion. This will be a full timeout. Streaks up 15-2. 3:09 to go first quarter. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
3:09 to go here in this opening quarter. Streaks leading Mount Zion at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament, 15-2. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. Jalen McCants with 6 quick points in the first quarter, but on the bench with 2 fouls. He went out a minute 29 ago, and all DeMarco Harden has come in and replace him of him is score 5 quick points off the bench and at the line, shooting a free throw to try to knock off the three-point play here, coming out of the Mount Zion timeout, and he hits it.
And we've talked about how valuable DeMarco is, and he gets better each ball game. Jalen back into the ball game for the Streaks as well.
DeMarco's season high was 9 down at Quincy. Feed down the lane, and then a missed layup by Hamrick. Point-blank opportunity. Alex with a rebound. Outlet to Eric at the other end. Cutting right to left through the lane, and he picks up an offensive foul. That was a tough foul. Sean High got back defensively and planted himself. I thought Eric did a nice job moving sideways to avoid the contact, but the official saw it the other way, and that's the third Galesburg turnover.
And the Braves are right now running a 5-5 out and creating back cuts and cut-throughs. And we're biting on some of those back cuts right now. They just haven't been able to finish.
Down the right side, into the corner. Nash Mose back into the game. Soft bounce pass out high. DeMarco with the steal and the outlet and the layup at the other end. He's got 8 off the bench here in this first quarter.
Super job. Very active and involved.
18-2 Silver Streaks. 2.5 minutes to go first quarter. Mose tries a bounce pass. Eric blocked it. Price trying to go transition himself. Mose reached in from the backside, poked it loose and out of bounds. And the officials are going to talk it over. It's coming back to Mount
Zion. And a good call by the officials there. Eric got his hand on it as he tried to recover it there, and going to be their ball.
Good anticipation again by Nash Mose, who didn't give up on it, trailing Price the whole way. And then just as Eric was leaving his feet to go up for the layup, Mose just reached in and poked it loose.
Hats off to him for competing there, and Coach Schering talked about that they're really working on trying to compete.
Makai Adams tries to go backdoor around Jalen, and Jalen just reaches in, snatches it away. 7 Mount Zion turnovers, and then Adams fouls Jalen.
And we don't keep steals as a statistic, but Jalen has, I believe, 4 of them here in this first period.
Still just a little over 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Streaks up 18-2 on a winless Mount Zion team. DeMarco Harden up top to the right side. Dalen Ellington into the game. Scoops it over to the left side. A wide open Dre hits the three.
We like that look. Good mechanics there. Good rhythm to a shot.
21-2 Silver Streaks. Egyptiaco with 5 in the first quarter. And the Streaks are going to go into the bench earlier than usual. Dribble drive down the lane and another miss. Another miss by Hamrick. DeMarco picks up the rebound, leads the other end, and an offensive foul called as he passes it away to Dre. And waiting there for the charge is Makai Adams. Second offensive foul against the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, that's one of those that you teach your players to jump stop so that they don't charge in that situation. And we just got a little bit lax there and didn't make the jump stop. And Mount Zion did a great job of taking the charge there.
So 5 Galesburg turnovers in this first quarter. Maybe the one big black mark on this performance with the Streaks up 19 with under a minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. Up top, London with it. He's going to back away from Jalen McCants, backing up into the midcourt tornado. Now dribbles around the left side, trying to use a screen, and they go down the middle of the lane to Makai Adams, who gets fouled from the backside as the Streaks were late to recover again with the cutter to the basket.
And I would think that that's the other thing that is not something that Coach Hart will be pleased with, our rotations and on-ball defense here and getting beat backdoor defensively. Mount Zion just hasn't been able to convert, or this game would be a little bit tighter.
Second foul. We're going to get a five-second call. Nope, they just do get it in on a lob to Dylan Roberts out to the left wing, who crosses over with a dribble guarded by Aiden Wagner. His earliest action in the game. Now they go bounce pass through the lane. Strix create a loose ball. Another dive on the floor for it. Now it's McCants who picks it up, gets out with it, knifes through the lane, up with the right hand softly and fouled. And he's got eight with a chance for nine with the Strix up 21 now.
And your adjective there that describes, or the adverb that describes how he jumps is just, he's soft. He's so soft and he hangs so nicely and he's able to keep control of the ball longer as the defender goes down, and then play through the contact.
Sean High with a foul, his first, third team foul on Mount Zion. We have a minute to go in the first quarter. McCants just scored his ninth point, and the Streaks are up 24-2. Ethan Hamrick has missed a couple of shots point blank right in front of the basket. In reference to what Steve was talking about a moment ago with some good attack of the basket kinds of moves, and they just haven't been able to finish.
Another backdoor.
Here's London out high, but he passed through the hands of High, who recovered, picked it up. Now down the lane, right side, Matthias Adams, and he gets a shot up and in over the attempted block down low. 24-4. That stops the 18-0 Gelsberg run. Dribble drive, Harden cut off, kicks it back out to Drea Gypsyako on the wing. McCants comes up top for it. Streaks are going to hold for the final shot with 20 seconds to go in the opening quarter, up 20. McCants with the dribble out in the midcourt circle, guarded by Drew London. Works his way to the right elbow. London pokes it out of his hands, knocked out of bounds. 9 seconds to go. Streaks will inbound from the right sideline.
And get the ball in here, and we'll have time for basically one set here, get a shot off with an opportunity, an offensive rebound.
Goes up top. DeMarco, now to the right side. Jalen squares up, open three, drains it. He's in double figures in the first quarter. The Streaks have put up 27 points in the first quarter and lead 27-4 after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
This is Ron Thurman, Commercial Sales Manager at Yem in Galesburg. We partner with local business owners and managers just like you to do what it takes to get the job done with the right work truck, van, and sales vehicles fit to keep you on the road. Whether you're looking for a new flatbed or adding another service van, you may be able to immediately deduct 100% of the cost of that vehicle from your taxes. Come see me at Yim, and we can get the process started today. When it comes to keeping you and your employees on the road, we mean business at Yim Auto Group, North Henderson, Galesburg.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
One quarter gone at Taylorville, where the Silver Streaks have opened with a flurry. 27-4 is the lead over Mount Zion after one quarter. Silver Streaks shot great. They have the ball to begin the second quarter with Jalen McCants already with 12 points in this game, and he has the ball into the lane, cut off. Adam Stewart into the game for the Silver Streaks. DeMarco Harden pulls up, left high post, a little bit short, a rare miss by the Streaks. London comes out with a rebound for Mount Zion, and then gets the ball knocked away as he crosses midcourt. Braves will hang on to it. What a first quarter by the Streaks.
Absolutely, and as I watch this game here and watch Jalen McCants, and I know folks should be talking about this, and I'm certainly going to talk about it now, he has to be considered from his performance that I've watched these first 11 games of, and what we see last year, as one of the best players ever to play for the Silver Streaks. You know, the best player, no, I don't think, but certainly in that upper echelon of great, great players in Silver Streaks history. He is the real deal and can do so many things.
Comes into the game averaging just under 25 points a game, and already 12 here in this opening quarter. Here's a jumper, and there's Jalen's first rebound of the game, believe it or not. London misses the three. Down low, Adam Stewart to the low, blocks a tough shot up and in, and he gets fouled with a chance at a three-point play.
And it's nice to see Adam come in here early in the ball game and contribute. He's playing with the first unit here, and that's good to get some guys some opportunities here.
Aiden
in this
Wagner
kind of
got
game.
Some time in early
and,
here.
Coach Hart using his bench very, very wisely here as there's a number of games going to happen over the next 24 hours.
Adam Stewart to the free throw line after the second foul of the game on Matthias Adams, and he knocks down the free throw. So Stewart with three in the quarter. That was his third free throw of the season, and he's made them all. 30-4, Silver Streaks. Underneath, a jumper by London. Soft left-handed shot up and in from in front of the basket. Just lollipopped it way up there and
got a great position
down.
On Eric. Eric
ball
was on
knocked away
there.
From DeMarco on the far sideline. Dylan Roberts reached in and poked it off of DeMarco on the far sideline. Six Galesburg turnovers.
Too many. Too many early here.
For sure. But the Silver Streaks on top, 30-6. Might think, well, what are you complaining about? Well, that's the coach for you. Steve Cheeseman always looking for
good habits.
Areas
good
of
habits,
improvement.
Good habits.
Fighting around a screen, and now a double dribble called. Second one we've seen against Mount Zion. That's the ninth Braves turnover. That one called against Sean High. And the Streaks leading 30-6 get it back here. In case you're wondering about that continuous clock rule, 30-point lead, that doesn't take effect till the fourth quarter. Right now the Streaks are up 24, not even, well, barely a minute and a half into the second quarter. Here's Riley Milan up top, off the back iron. Rebound, Eric tips it out to himself. Passes up the three, gives it right back to a cutting Milan down the lane.
Excellent job in that entire sequence. We ran a wonderful offensive set with good timing and screening, and then a nice play by Eric.
Dribble drive to the right side. Hamrick pulls up, gets it back up top to London. Now feed into the lane, batted away from Adams. Loose ball, gets it back down the left side. Covered up by McCants, pulls it back out to Dylan Roberts. Now up top to High. Swinging around to the right side. Hamrick directing traffic now, reverses back left to Adams. Adams left side of the arc, into the lane, knifing between two defenders. But High can't finish off the shot. Rebound, Silver Streaks. Outlet to Jalen. Driving in from the left side, feeds it right side over to Eric on the wing. Now back to Jalen. Right corner, passed up the three. Still with a dribble. Had it poked
excellent
away.
Pass.
Scoops it over to Riley under the basket. Reverse
and a
layup
good job
up and
by
in.
Riley of clearing himself with a dribble to get a good angle. He was underneath the basket there. Fine, fine sequence again.
Silver Streaks looked bound for a turnover on some of that possession, but they managed to hang on to it. Now a bounce pass out high, right to left, and leading High too much, and he can't come up with a pass, and it dribbles out of bounds back to the Silver Streaks, leading 34-6.
Good pressure on the basketball, good denial there in the passing lanes.
Good time on the floor for DeMarco Harden, his first breather, as he came off the bench and scored 8 points in the first quarter.
And he's establishing himself, Brad, as a quality sixth man that can come in and do a lot of things for you.
So it's Milan, Stewart, Dalen Ellington into the game along with McCants and Eric Price. On the left side, Price. Up top, here's Jalen. Up top with the dribble. Working his way to the right side. Cuts inside the arc. Now leaves it off. Dribble drive up top. Eric will shoot the three. Off the back iron. Rebound, Milan put back in front of the basket. That's off the back iron. And knocked out of bounds. Back to Mount Zion. Well, that's a frustrating miss.
Yeah, tough one inside there. And again, good offensive set. Good screens. Good ball movement. Good flow to everything. Got a wide open shot there.
On the left side, bounce pass through the lane. Streaks knocked it loose, but Mount Zion got it back. Into the right corner, Hamrick shoots the first three for Mount Zion. Rebound and knocked out of bounds. Makai Adams came down with it. Eric reached in, got a hand on it, trying to get the rebound back, and he knocked it out of bounds off of Adams.
Good hands. He got his hands in there and was able to free the ball up, and it hit Adams in the thigh and out of bounds.
McCants into the front court. 34-6 Silver Streaks. Under 4.5 minutes to play first half. Milan out high. To the left wing it goes to Price. Eric trying the crossover dribble. Finds his way into the lane. Leaves it off into the right side. Riley down low. Bounces it once and then banks it up and in. He's got six in the quarter.
Good penetration and a good dish off there. And Riley finished.
36-6 is the Galesburg lead. Now Ellington covers up Hamrick out high. Soft pass to the right side. And High gets to it before the Streaks defense does. Quinn Gilman with a dribble drive. Gets it back on the right side. Little bounce pass on the give and go to Hamrick. Had it stolen away. Dalen Ellington leads a break. Feeds it over right side to Jalen. He'll back up. Now heads into the lane. Turnaround jumper with a right hand softly up and in.
He's so good with that with his great, great length there that he can get that ball around the defender and up off the glass.
14 in the game for Jalen McCants. And the Streaks lead by 32. Trap on the left side. Mount Zion gets out of it. In the left corner, it's Hamrick. And the ball knocked out of bounds by the Silver Streaks. Here comes Caden Clark into the game. First action for Mount Zion. As he'll replace High. And Aiden DiTomaso into the game for Mount Zion as well. He will inbound from the right corner. Trying to find somebody knifing through the lane. Bounces it to the outside to Hamrick. Now right back to DiTomaso. Up top it goes to Makai Adams. Now to the left side over to Hamrick. Hamrick resets the offense. Coming out for the pass on the right side. Gilman in front of the Galesburg bench. 3:15 to go first half. Streaks lead 38-6. Touch pass to the baseline. Now the kick out to the free throw line. Adams misses the shot. Rebound on the weak side. Mylan comes down with it. It gets fouled. Riley's got three rebounds. Eric Price has four to lead the Silver Streaks. Jalen McCants only one rebound in the game. Caden Clark the foul there. Five team fouls on Mount Zion. Eric will bring it across midcourt. Price of the dribble with 3 minutes to go. Gets it over to Dalen Ellington. Drives into the lane. Got caught up between two defenders and traveled with the ball.
Yeah, he went a step too far there, and the defense collapsed on him, and he traveled.
It'll be Hamrick who brings it up court for the Braves. 2:50 and counting here in the second quarter. Up top into the midcourt circle. Swing it over right side to DiTomaso. Now Adams with it out of the volleyball line. Back to DiTomaso. Shoots the open three. Inks it off the glass and off the mark. There's McCants with the rebound. Pushing it into the front court. Jalen stops. Waits for the defense to go behind him. Knifes through the lane and floats it up and in. Again, that great body control of Jalen McCants.
And those are situations last year that he would have charged. And he's just making great decisions and playing under control, knowing when to push the envelope, when to back off.
Just the ability to attack the basket like he does and then be able to so softly put that ball in. Even at point-blank range, here's another bad pass. Knocked loose by Mylan into the hands of McCants. Jalen across midcourt. Bounce pass to the baseline to Adam Stewart up and in from the left side.
Good power slide by Adam. Again, outstanding execution by the Streaks.
42-6. They've outscored Mount Zion 15-2 in this second quarter after leading 27-4 at the end of the first quarter. And that's, I think, what you got to like here, Steve, is they've kept the pedal to the metal here and keep pushing forward.
Their intensity and focus have been, you know, not lacked in any way.
Adams draws a defense and then gets blocked in the lane as Clark put up the shot. Blocked by Mylan, rebounded by McCants, and fouled in the backcourt. That'll be 16 fouls on Mount Zion with 95 seconds to go in this opening half. Second foul of the game on Adams. Here's Cohen Derry into the game. McCants will sit probably for the final minute and a half of this first half. So I think Mylan is the only starter on the floor right now for the Streaks. Yes.
Correct. So a couple of young players coming in here to get some experience here in this last minute 35.
Jeremiah Babers, two fingers on his right hand taped up. Adam Stewart down low on the feed from the outside by Mylan, knocked loose by Mount Zion out of bounds, back to the Streaks. So Cohen Derry, Dalen Ellington, Jeremiah Babers, Adam Stewart, and Riley Mylan on the floor for the Streaks, leading 42-6. Minute 20 to go in this first half. Mylan on the inbound. Dribble drive. Tries to leave it off for Cohen. Mount Zion knocked it loose on the floor. They come up with a steal. Eight Galesburg turnovers. Hamrick pushing it into the front court. Pulls up. Now step back. Dribble drive. Bounce pass left side onto the baseline. Here's a cutter. Under the basket. Cut off there. Kicked out into the corner to DiTomaso. Back up top to Hamrick. Passes away to the right side. DiTomaso drives in on Cohen Derry. Kicks it back out. And they reverse it back up into the midcourt circle. Good defense by the Streaks. 55 seconds to go, second quarter. Up top, Quinn Gilman with the drive, cut off in the lane, gets it out to Hamrick, drives, floats it with the right hand, too strong off the basket, offensive rebound. Gilman can't hit the follow, and Ellington comes out with a rebound. Again, more offensive rebounds by Mount Zion. Streaks push it into the front court. Mylan has the ball knocked away, 9 turnovers on the Streaks. Back come the Braves. Pull-up jumper from the right side. DiTomaso misses. Stewart knocks the rebound loose. Back to Mount Zion. Air ball. Weak side rebound. Ellington. Streaks pushing it with 25 seconds to go. Ellington. Skip pass right side over to Cohen Derry. Now up top Mylan. Left side over to Dalen. He'll shoot the three. And that's
good
off the back
pass
iron.
There.
Adam Stewart over the back with a rebound. Puts it back up and in.
Adam's been very good here.
Adam off the bench with 7 points in this quarter. Streaks lead 44-6. Final 6 seconds of the half. Hamrick down the left side. Gets it over Ellington. Misses the shot. Weak side rebound. Knocked out of bounds. That's how the half ends. What a half for the Silver Streaks. They lead 44-6 They held Mount Zion to 4 points in the first quarter, just two in that second quarter. We'll take a break, come back, look at the first half statistics, talk things over with the coaching staff as well. 44-6, Galesburg at the break here at Taylorville. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that, unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-733-0145. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-733-0145. That's 1-800-733-0145. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-733-0145.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at Taylorville. Silver Streaks lead 44-6 at the break over a winless Mount Zion team. And Steve and I are working to add up the numbers. Got a little frantic there for a while. It was a little hard to keep up at times.
And it was that. It became a full-court game there in the latter part of the second period with some substitutions being made, and the pace got picked up a little bit there.
So we may not be entirely on the same page here in terms of what we had, but here we are, second game of the tournament, halftime of the second game of the tournament, and the Silver Streaks were able to get Aiden Wagner into the action in the first quarter. Adam Stewart played a significant amount of time in the second quarter. Jalen McCants, oddly enough, picked up two quick fouls. That got DeMarco Harden into the game where he played a significant amount of time. And then toward the end of the half, he had only one starter on the floor. And when you're playing five games in 3 days, that goes a long way when you can go that deep into your bench in the first half of a game.
Absolutely, and critical here. I mean, your legs go out first, and it's a cumulative effect. I mean, where you're going to see that really make a difference later tonight. And certainly tomorrow as you get later in the day.
Let's go ahead and take a look at our first half statistics, if you're ready anyway. Got
yes.
Them added up. Our first half stats brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg.
I mean, we dominated, obviously, on the scoreboard and dominated every other statistic. Our shooting was phenomenal, but a lot of that was scoring layups off of turnovers.
Yeah.
We had a number of points off of turnovers. We were 19 out of 26 from the field. Went on a number of runs where we hit five or six straight shots. And, again, lots of those were, again, layups or short shots off the turnovers. That's 73%. We were 3 out of 7 from three-point range for 42%. On the other hand, and they got a number of good looks, and we commented on that. They just didn't finish or shoot very well. And they were 3 out of 22 for only 13% and missed all four of their three-point shots. Rebound-wise, we had 14. You would have thought we would have had more, but we weren't going to have more because we got so many steals and interceptions off of their turnovers. They had 9 rebounds, and including a number of offensive rebounds there in the second period. We turned it over 9 times. We talked again about that that's too many in this type of situation. We've got to take care of the ball better. And they turned it over 13 times, including 9 there in that first period when we really did a great job of playing, you know, getting in the passing lanes and also pressuring the basketball.
Mount Zion did not shoot a free throw in the first half. Silver Streaks made all 3 of their free throw attempts. Going to take a break here. Come back and get a word from the coaching staff. Gelsberg leading Mount Zion at the break. 44-6, you're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. Time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business. You're going to love working with Elite Ink. Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Inc., where it's more than just a t-shirt.
Landowners, it's time for special year-end savings on Mahindra tractors. Enjoy 0% interest or save thousands of dollars. Plus, your Mahindra dealer can show you how to get tax savings on rugged Mahindra tractors. So hurry into your Mahindra dealer.
This is Cole Keenan with Berkey's Farm Store. There's no better way to ring in the holidays than by saving a bunch of money. Now until December 31st, you'll pay zero down and get 0% for 72 months on select Mahindra models.
0% APR financing available for a limited time only. See Berkey's or go to MahindraUSA.com for more information.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, informing you that auto accidents have the highest risk of legal action. Call today to see if you're properly insured. Partly sunny today, a high of 42, cloudy with a slight chance of rain overnight tonight, low 35. Rain likely tomorrow, a high of 56. Rain and 48 tomorrow night. Sunday, rain and 57, cloudy, breezy, colder Monday, a high of 36. Right now it's 35 at WGIL.
This objective has failed. It has failed royally, and now it is in the backfiring stage.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
Silver Streaks lead at halftime, 44-6 over Mount Zion. Second game at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let's go courtside. Steve Cheeseman, he was there with Chad Thompson, and then he walked away. So he's over glad handing people right now. Andrew Thomas is here helping the volunteer coach, a role that he served last year as a senior. Dalton Davis made the trip today, so Steve's got to socialize a little bit over there. And now Chad Thompson talking with the official scorekeeper from the scoring table. So we're ready to go here. Let's hear what they got to say.
Holiday tournament. Streaks got a big lead, 44-6, dominated this entire first half. Coach, lots of stuff here that's been good. Talk to us about the good, but also talk to us about the things you want to continue to work on here. And I know your starters aren't going to get much more time.
No, we're going to see what a lot of other guys have here right from the tip. We're going to go with the different lineup here to start the half. But really, we really like the energy these guys came out with. Last night was a little flat. Came out, we played hard. Playing together, I don't know if you noticed how much Eric Price was talking in that first half. Just some big leadership things came out early with him. Jalen as well, setting the pace, got that dunk at the beginning, really took off. Looking to improve, not gambling as much on defense. Obviously, we've proven that we can get some steals and run, but let's play the right way and get those steals instead of overplaying and getting backdoored.
Really important to keep the good habits going, isn't it?
Absolutely, and again, it doesn't matter who's in the game, number one or number 13 on the depth chart. We've got to play the right way. We got to build for now, for later, and hopefully that way we don't have to worry about these things when it comes regional time.
As always, Coach, thanks for your great insight.
Thank you.
I want to thank one of our sponsors here for Galesburg High School Boys Basketball coverage on WGIL, Galesburg Nissan. Providing our transportation this week is Steve and I traveling in a 2018 Nissan Kicks. It's part of the certified pre-owned inventory at Galesburg Nissan at the corner of North Henderson Street and Carl Sandburg Drive. Lots of nifty little extras that go along with the Nissan Kicks. It's one of the newer, if not the newest, entry in the Nissan fleet. And a little sportier, kind of a smaller SUV style of vehicle. And we've enjoyed it. And, of course, it does qualify for that lifetime warranty that's available only at Galesburg Nissan. Covers the all the aspects of the powertrain. And when you purchase a qualifying vehicle at Galesburg Nissan, that warranty remains in effect for the full time that you own your car. Check it out. The 2018 Nissan Kicks at Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Mount Zion starts the second half with the ball. Ethan Hamrick left wide open up top, so he steps up to the top of the arc and shoots a wide open three.
Well, yeah, we got lost on our assignments, and there that was a lack of communication, which, again, Coach talked about, and it's something not talked about enough, about communication on the floor.
Alex Egyptiaka, the only starter in the floor. Dom Brownless gets his first action, dribbles into the lane, leaves it off to the right side to Adam Stewart. Cuts between two defenders, puts it up and in from the right side. Adam's got nine here
Power
in the game.
Power the ball to the goal there.
46-9 Silver Streaks. With that three-pointer by Ethan Hamrick, Mount Zion scored half the points in one shot that they did the entire first half.
That's a tough way to look at it, isn't it?
46-9 is the Silver Streaks lead here as we get the second half underway. Dunlap and Sterling already victorious in the other pool in the first two games of the tournament here. Taylorville will play IVC in the game to follow us here. Bounce pass through the lane. Mount Zion is doing everything but turn the ball over on this possession. Streaks are creating loose balls. The Braves are just managing to get back to it first. Spin move in the lane as London tried to get it up over Stewart, and Adam just hung right with him and denied the shot. They have to pull it back out to Hamrick. Now London with it.
Not missing a beat here. The good defense again.
Feed into the lane and an off-balance shot missed badly by Hamrick. Rebound Jeremiah Babers, but then they steal it right back, and Nash Mose steps to the basket and lays it up and in. 46-11. Silver Streaks turn it over for the 10th time. Babers right side over to Brownless. Streaks are going to pull it back out. Jeremiah on the right side. 35-point lead for the Silver Streaks. Over 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Aiden dishes it off. Right side, Brownless with a head and shoulder fake.
Nice
waits
move.
For his defense and goes up and in.
Nice pass by Wagner and a nice finish by Brownless.
48-11. Outlet pass to the other end and a quick layup up and in by Matthias Adams.
Gotta make sure that we get back.
So already in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter, they've scored more points than they did the entire first half. 7 points for Mount Zion. Streaks lead 48-13. Up top, Babers, left side. Wide open, Aiden Wagner for three. A little bit off the front of the rim, and the rebound falls onto the floor. Adams picks it up for Mount Zion, leading the break. And the up and under from the left side, Hamrick missed the shot, and the offensive rebound will be a foul on London, his first. And the Streaks are going to get it back here.
And Coach trying to get some different guys here, some quality time out there.
Yep.
And our kids have come out, and they're playing with a purpose, just like they did last night. And that's good to see. Everybody contributing, and again, as we said, doing their job. They want to get into a little bit of an execution flow here on the offensive end.
Daylon Ellington in for the Streaks. Babers, Dre Egyptiaka, along with Ellington, Brownless, and Adam Stewart. Daylon cut off on the right side of the lane. Gives it back to Brownless, who drives. Bounces it through the lane left side. Stewart, reversal back up top to Babers. Jeremiah picks up his dribble. Left side over to Brownless. Fakes right, goes left. Cut off on the baseline. Skips it back out to the free throw line. Babers passes it right side to Alex. Floats it up with the
that's
right hand.
Nice
banks
move,
it in.
That's where he's best. Creating, knifing to the basket, the little floater.
Good ball movement by the Silver Streaks in that half court set also. 50-13, Streaks by 37. First basket of the game for Alex Egyptiaka. Under 5 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Pass goes to the right side, Dylan Roberts. Roberts looking to go up top, gets it to Quinn Gilman. Now to the left side. Dribble, spin move. Babers cutting off his defender, kicks it back up top. Sean High fakes right, goes left, fouled from the backside. Ellington got the shot block, but also got the foul, his first.
Just got caught in bad position there behind. Tried to recover and make a good play out of it, but difficult there. Got him with a body there and a foul. Two-shot free throw here for Sean High, the 5'8 junior point guard.
First free throw up and in. Point guard's usually pretty darn reliable at the free throw line, aren't they?
Well, they need to be. The ball's in their hands a lot.
That's the first free throw in this game by Mount Zion. 3 points in the game for High. 4:39 to go third quarter. Second one up and in as well. 50-15, Galesburg. Now Braves put on the full court press. Babers in the backcourt with Ellington to bring it across midcourt. Now it's Daylon up the right side in front of the scoring table. Reverses to the left over to Babers. Wide open three off the elbow. A little bit long. Weak side rebound. Alex. Quick put back won't go. The tip by Brownless falls off. And the rebound by Mose for Mount Zion. Outlet pass under the basket. Turn and up and in by Dylan Roberts.
And we're not getting back there and getting basket protection and stopping the ball and covering up there. That's twice we've been beat there.
Ellington in the backcourt. Little reach-in foul by Gilman. Came over right out in front of everybody. That was an easy call for the officials, his first. And the Streaks will inbound right in front of us at half court here.
And Mount Zion's doing a good job of that old proverbial nothing to nothing at halftime, try to reestablish, do some good things, leave a good taste in your mouth here as you end a game that very difficult to get back into. Just trying to establish good habits, build from there.
They've outscored the Streaks 11-6 here in this third quarter. Pressure in the backcourt. Babers gets it away to Alex on the right side, and the defense gets back. Now lob on the inside to Cohen Derry, dribbles it, kicks it over. Oh, offensive foul called with Clark fronting him. And they called Cohen with throwing an elbow to clear things
To clear out there and got him with the elbow.
So that's the third offensive foul called in this game against the Silver Streaks. 11 turnovers, and Gelsberg calls, I believe, a 30-second timeout.
Yes.
And it is, with 3:56 to go in the third quarter, leading by 33.
And again, the Streaks got, by the same token, with a group of reserves in there, get themselves settled down, get some cohesiveness, try to get some tempo to what you're doing. And then again, make sure that we've got lost a little bit on our assignments defensively, that we talk. We talk at the timeout as we come back on the floor and do that little self-coaching there to make sure that we've got those things handled.
Gelsberg girls winners over Effingham St. Anthony at the Mattoon Holiday Tournament, 57-21, in a game you heard earlier this morning here on WGIL. They'll play at 5:30 tonight against Vandalia. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson with a pregame right around 5:10, if everything's running on time. Their fourth game of the tournament, Mount Zion throws the ball away. First, second half turnover, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, and just a little bit of confusion with where the two offensive players thought each other was going to be. Want to see these young guards here, Ellington and Babers, run the offense here and be productive in operating the offense.
This is Dalen with it on the left wing, cut off by a double-team trap, and he threw it away. Mount Zion, good defense, trapped him, picked it up. Layoff at the other end by Dylan Roberts, and the Streaks get beat down court again. 50-19, turnover leads to transition. Here's Alex, got around his man, dribble drive through the lane, passes it right side. Here's Cohen Derry up with the right hand, shot rolls off the rim. Box out rebound by Makai Adams. A couple tough breaks by the Silver Streaks with close-in baskets. Just wouldn't go down. Streaks are going to put Adam Stewart, Drea Gypsiako back into the game with the next dead ball. Leading by 31 here with 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Dribble drive up with the left hand, missed it. Streaks let the rebound fall back to Mount Zion. Then a block and a turnover. Right back to the Braves. Jumper by Gilman at the free throw line won't go. There's Ellington on the right side coming up with a rebound. His third of the game. Derry on the left side. Cut off in the lane, skips it out. Ellington for three, in and out. Rebound, Alex with a rebound, put back up and in. Alex with 4 points in the game, all in the second half. Streaks lead 52-19. Approaching the 2.5-minute mark of the third quarter. John Bauman, a 6'4 sophomore, into the game for the Braves. This is a team that is very young. When you look at their roster, very few seniors. That Dale Schuring has tried to build this program
up. He is building from scratch here and doing a good job with things, trying to get his system in. You're seeing attempts to do the things that he would like. They're just right now very inexperienced and lack the skills to do that.
Stewart, Andrea Gypsiako back into the game, as we mentioned. Aiden Wagner also checks back in for the Silver Streaks as three players go to the bench. Dalen Ellington, Alex Gypsiako, and Dom Brownless get a breather. Streaks lead by 33 with 2:20 to go here in the third quarter. Babers up top trying to shake his man. Dribbles, draws the defense, kicks it out. Dre hits a three from the wing.
You can see from that release the good mechanics that ball was going to be good. I like to see that.
Gypsiako with 8 in the game. He's knocked down all 3 of his shots with 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Streaks leading by 36 again. Into the left corner. Caden Clark picks up his dribble, now gets it away. Spin move along the baseline and a block on the backside.
Spin move there, got to the baseline to beat Adam, but Adam tried to recover and got called for the block there.
Adam picks up his first foul. Makai Adams will go to the free throw line. Hasn't scored in this game yet, does have a couple of rebounds. 55-19 is the Streaks' lead. 3 team fouls on Gelsberg. Again, first of the game on Stewart. And Adams to the free throw line for his... looking for his first point of the game.
And Coach Hart doing a lot of coaching with the two young guards, Babers and Ellington here. Very teachable moments here. These guys are going to be dependent upon here down the line this season and certainly in seasons to follow.
First free throw missed. Second one coming. Again, Silver Streak's trying to protect that 30-plus lead going into the fourth quarter, which would create a running clock. We had a running clock in the game before us with Sterling and the victory over Rantoul.
And you want to have that here.
I think
there's no question. You want to have that here for all kinds of reasons with as many games as we have.
Missed both free throws. Streaks come up with a rebound. Babers out high. Mount Zion trying to extend the defense. Dribbles right around it. Here's Egyptiaco. Now back up top to Jeremiah. Dribbles a couple times. Gets it to Dre. Bounce pass. They try to feed down low to Cohen. And he goes around
again.
His man. They got him for
hooking him.
Yep, hooking him. And that'll be the second foul on Cohen. Both offensive fouls and the 14th Galesburg turnover.
And those are, again, some moments for Cohen to learn. He's very quick, good footwork. He just got the other arm that time and hooked him as he tried to do a spin move.
93 seconds to go, third quarter. I said Sterling had the win over Rantoul. That was last night. They defeated Rochester earlier in a continuous clock game. We're down to a final minute, 25 of the third quarter here with the Streaks leading by 36. Adams left side over to Reed McNeil into the game. McNeil leaves it off under the wing, poked out of the hands by Jeremiah Babers, and Mount Zion will hang on to it. Got a couple of different players out here playing with roster numbers that we don't have. And more players on the bench than we have listed on the roster as well. So we've got some unknowns for the Braves of Mount Zion, but this one we do know. On the outside,
no Jordan or Chamberlain or Bryant or James over there.
Bounce pass on the give and go into the right side. They missed another layup, got another offensive rebound, and a foul on Adam Stewart on Reed McNeil's putback.
Yeah, we're not pursuing the ball there. We're spectating some and waiting for our teammate to pursue the glass there on the defensive end. And, again, credit to Mount Zion. They're competing hard.
56 seconds to go, third quarter. 55-19 is the Galesburg lead. First free throw up and in by McNeil. Streak scored the first 6 points of the game. And then scored 18 in a row to go up 24-2. And this game has never been in doubt. Second one, good as well. 55-21 is the score. 2 points for Reed McNeil from the free throw line. Did not shoot a free throw in the first half. They've had six here in the third quarter. And that's indicative of being able to beat the defense in some situations. Here's Jeremiah Babers bringing it across midcourt. Stops at the top of the arc. Passes it right side over to Dre. Egyptiaco with a dribble left, gives it over to Babers on the elbow. Jeremiah dribbles right back over right side as Mount Zion sticks with the zone.
Good screen
feed
roll
into the
there.
Lane to Cohen Derry. Drew contact, finish off the shot.
Nice pocket pass there by Dre.
57-21, first basket of the game for Cohen Derry. Final 30 seconds of the third quarter and a travel out high by Makai Adams. 16 Mount Zion turnovers. 14 on the Silver Streaks. We mentioned in the first half that's one of the...
Too many, yes, too many in this kind of game here. Cleaning
one of the
up
negatives.
Some things there.
Streaks can attempt to hold for the final shot here with 25 seconds to go, leading by 36. Babers will walk it across midcourt. The lead was 38 at halftime. So this backup unit has preserved the lead for the most part. 10 seconds to go. Jeremiah gets it over to Dre. Streaks set it in motion. Stewart in the left corner with 5 seconds to go. Stewart dribbles it out of it, needs help, gets it over to Babers, steps back on the wing, forces up the three, airballs it. That's the end of the third quarter. We'll have running clock in the fourth quarter from Taylorville, 57-21 Streaks after three. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave.
Tony Batson, GM of Galesburg Toyota, isn't hiding behind some big desk in the back. He's front and center for you.
You're going to see me throughout the whole time. I'm going to come. I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to help you out. You need help washing your car, I'll go do that too. I'm not some guy twisting his mustache behind the curtain. I'm just here to help you buy a car that you want to buy. I think I mean something in this day and age. And if I was going to buy a car, I would want to be able to look at the guy that is running the store and be reassured that when I need him, not just today, 3 months, 6 months, 3 years from now, that he's going to be there. And I will be.
Stop by, say hi to Tony, and buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Three quarters gone at Taylorville. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Streaks have the ball to begin the final quarter. Dom Brownless back into the game. Jeremiah Baber's left arc shoots a three. Offensive rebound put back Cohen Derry. He's got four in the game. First rebound of the game for Cohen.
And that's something that he wants to make sure he understands is of value to his ball club there. Good job by Cohen.
We're in a running clock game. Streaks lead by 38. They've been able to sit almost all of the starters for the entire second half. A turnaround by McNeil. Got blocked by Adam Stewart. Streaks pushing it into the front court. Ellington backs up, drives, kicks it over to Babers. Babers lost the handle on the dribble, chases it down in front of the Streaks bench on the far sideline. Brownless on the right wing, dribble drive through the lane, tries to pass it out to Ellington, got knocked free. Mount Zion picks it off. Two-on-one break, blocked by Ellington at the other end. Loose ball, dribbles out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Zion. Boy, they just can't get a break, can they?
No, they can't. And good hustle that time by the Streaks of getting back to try to...
That was Ellington on the block,
yep. Super job by Dylan there of getting back and contesting that shot there and getting the block.
After the Streaks turn it over for the 15th time. And just like that, minute 15 gone already in the fourth quarter. Jeremiah on the right side. Left side over to Derry on the wing. Dribbles it a couple of times, gives it off to Dylan. Had the lane open, but he mishandled the dribble and he had to keep it on the outside. Now up top to Brownless. Dom dribbles once to the right, leaves it off for Babers. Reversal back left. Dalen will shoot the three from the wing. That's off the back rim. Rebound. Stewart had a hand on it. Couldn't control. Adams does for Mount Zion. Braves outlet quickly. Down low. And Quinn Gilman stops, waits, puts it up and in from the left side.
And that's that safety we've been talking about, that one of those guards, Dalen or Babers, has got to be back in that situation. It needed to be Babers there with Dalen shooting that shot.
Derry on the baseline, pulls it back up top to Babers. Now to the left side, Brownless off the elbow. Soft bounce pass, finds its way to Stewart. Drives in from the left side, gets the shot up and in and a basket and a foul.
He's been outstanding there with his moves around the basket there. There another power slide shot using his body as a shield and finishing it.
Yep. Third foul of the game on Makai Adams. Adam Stewart in double figures with 11 in this game. Now he had 7 off the bench in the second quarter. When the Silver Streaks extended a 23-point lead to 38 by halftime. And the free throw up and in. Adam Stewart making a play for Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time
Certainly
player of the
is.
Game.
Certainly is.
Here's the give and go on the right side. And a reversal on the left side as the Streaks had the defense on the right low blocks. Another missed shot. And the rebound put back by Makai Adams and he gets fouled.
Again, not pursuing the ball there and giving them opportunities there where they just outfought us for that.
With the offensive rebound, Adams. Third foul of the game on Cohen Derry. And Adams to the free throw line after his first points of the game. Go back to the line where he is 0 for 2 from the free throw line late in the third quarter there. 62-25 Streaks under 5 minutes to play in the game. Free throw up and in. We have a palindrome score there, partner.
Yes, 62-26.
Sure, drive in from the right side. Aiden Wagner found an opening, but he couldn't finish off the shot. And then Stewart gets mugged on the weak side coming down to the rebound. And he'll shoot two free throws
good
again.
Good anticipation to get good position on that weak side there. And time is jump, pursue the ball, and rewarded with two free throws here.
Again, I love the energy that these kids are bringing off the bench. They're not letting up.
They're competing hard.
They're trying
to do
hard,
the things
yeah.
you need to do. And that is... A great compliment to their character.
Trying to win the half. Free throw by Stewart up and in. He's 3 for 3 in the game, 5 for 5 in the season, and adding to his varsity career high point total. Out, 5 in for Mount Zion with under 4 to play. 63-26 Silver Streaks. 13 in the game for Adam Stewart. Now 14 because he's perfect from the free throw line, 5 in the quarter. 64-26, Silver Streaks. Dribble on the left side, Nathan Bowerly. Now to the right side, Caden Clark. Here's a pass by, picked off by Stewart at midcourt. Chases it down, layup at the other end. Adam is having a game.
And used his left hand there, the appropriate fundamental sound play, and rewarded.
40-point lead for the Silver Streaks. 16 off the bench for Adam Stewart. On the left side, Dylan Roberts. Swinging to the right side to Reed McNeil, guarded by Stewart. McNeil trying to go around him. Now from the weak side, Wagner comes in, ties him up, and the held ball will keep it on Mount Zion. Good job by Aiden to anticipate and let the defense run right to him, then just tied up the ball handler, and they'll force Mount Zion to inbound from the baseline.
And Aiden's a smart player. He always tries to make the correct play. He anticipates well, reads, good basketball acumen.
Looking on the inbound, they do get it in to Clark on the left side, feeds it to the right side, dribble drive on the wing off McNeil, tries
nice
to go
move.
Reverse layup.
Couldn't get it to go.
Shot it over the basket, Jeremiah Babers with a rebound, trying to juke his man in the backcourt, now gets it into the front court, dribble drive by Derry, and this time a defensive foul as Cohen dribbled in from the left side, and he's going to go to the line shooting two free throws.
And that shows Cohen's...
They're going to wave off the shot attempt, so the Streaks are going to have to inbound. Huh.
I thought he would get that one there, but it shows his tremendous athletic ability. That first step there, that explosion to the rim with a power slide was very, very good.
On the inbound, they go to the right side, right back to Derry, gets it up from the right blocks and gets fouled. This time he will shoot two free throws.
And good inbounds play. Our execution on inbounds plays on baseline underneath has been outstanding.
Second foul on Caden Clark. Clock continues to roll with a 40-point lead for the Silver Streaks here in this final quarter. And Daryl will go to the line shooting two. Two out of five on the season on the varsity level. First free throw up and off to the left. Looked like he didn't have the proper positioning behind the ball.
Yeah, it looks like he almost lost control of it there and it got out of his hand before he wanted to shoot it. His hand wasn't underneath it and set the way it needed to be underneath the ball.
Mentioned at halftime that Dalton Davis was able to make the trip with the team today. He's the sophomore head coach.
And Dalton and Chad are just outstanding. Great to have on the staff here. Done a super job, Dalton Davis and Chad Thompson.
Think Dalton's going to take credit for this?
He needs to. This is one of those where as a sophomore coach, you get rated oftentimes with your players. He needs to take credit today.
Says, I showed up today and you guys are winning by 40. I think that's all on me, right?
you take credit whenever you can in that position.
Now Zion attacks the basket, gets fouled. That'll send Quinn Gilman to the free throw line. And that may be the last play of the game. With the clock rolling down to 45 seconds, second foul of the game on Adam Stewart. He'll get two free throws. First one up and off the front of the rim. One more coming.
Time for maybe one more possession here.
Yep. Down to 30 seconds to go. Gilman takes his time. Second one up off the back iron. Rebound, Aiden Wagner. Gets it away to Adam Stewart. And the Streaks will get it across midcourt, and that should be about all they have to do. Babers with it with 15 seconds to go. Jeremiah to the right wing. Backs it back out. Up top to Aiden. Wagner dribbles to the right. Now reverses back to Babers along the volleyball line. Between the legs with the dribble, trying to shake his defender. Dribbles inside the arc, Brownless, and that'll wind out the clock. 66-26 the final, The Streaks win by 40. Their 10th win of the season. The Streaks now 10-2 as Mount Zion remains winless. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local. Buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Fly into the holiday season with Cardinals Ticket Packs. 5, 6, and 10-game ticket packs are on sale now and feature the season's top games and promotional dates. Choose from the opening day pack, the jersey pack, the bobblehead pack, weekend packs, and more. For a limited time, upgrade your pack to a premium pack to guarantee all-included promo items. Ticket packs start at just $54 and are on sale now. Get yours at cardinals.com/holiday. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
You guys get home okay last night?
No, it was so stressful. My kids were sound asleep.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
But I couldn't see anything. All of the headlights were streaky and the road was blurry and...
Yeah, you need to call Kehoe.
Night blindness can make even a short drive home a white-knuckle stress sesh. Make an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care to find out why your night vision is poor and what options are available to get you safely back on the road after dark.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, informing you that auto accidents have the highest risk of legal action. Call today to see if you're properly insured. Partly sunny today, a high of 42, cloudy with a slight chance of rain overnight tonight, low 35. Rain likely tomorrow, a high of 56. Rain and 48 tomorrow night. Sunday, rain and 57, cloudy, breezy, colder Monday, a high of 36. Right now it's 35 at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Ryan Hart, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks defeat Mount Zion 66-26 to go to 10-2 on the season. Out of the three games that have been played so far here at this Taylorville tournament, all three teams that have won are all 2-0 in their respective pools. On the other side, the purple pool, Dunlap and Sterling are both 2-0. Galesburg is 2-0 in the game to come here. Taylorville will play IBC. Taylorville defeated Mount Zion last night. So the host Tornadoes are looking to go 2-0, and that's the opponent for the Silver Streaks coming up tonight at an 8:30 game with about an 8:10 pregame if everything's running on time.
Overall, it's always tough here.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they'll have a good crowd here for the evening game, and they love shooting on their home court, that's for sure. Overall assessment here. Steve, what are your thoughts kind of big picture here in this game?
This is one of those that it's difficult to get a real read. Is it fool's gold how we played?
Right.
I don't think so. I thought when it mattered, at the beginning of the game and into the second period, those folks that are on the floor that we're counting on did a really, really good job of having energy, playing together, communicating, making plays, being aggressive, playing with confidence, all those, and then getting the job done. In terms of things that I was concerned with, you know, a little sloppiness with the ball, too many turnovers.
Yep.
And then also, we got beat on some back cuts. We got beat on some cuts where our opponent cuts in front of our face, where we get caught behind things that against really good ball clubs you're gonna pay a price for. And then again, we got beat on some rebounding stuff. But overall, those are some things that, you know, we can continue to get better at. We'll work on, Coach Hart will work on, and we'll be fine with.
So the Silver Streaks go to 11-2 on the season, winning by 40 here today. Coach Hart is heading this direction and walking right past us. That what a tease.
But he's coming around behind.
Yeah, he's just looping around to the other side. So we'll find out what the coach's assessment are. That's what Coach Cheeseman had to say about it. Let's find out what Coach Harden had to say.
I'll probably be completely wrong in terms of what he thought. I'll ask him. You know, in a game like this where you win easy, we did a lot of good things early, what do you make sure that you take from this that is authentic and accurate and not fool's gold?
The way we came out and actually locked down on defense a little bit, because the first four or five possessions, they didn't get a shot, and we got a couple steals.
Turnover
and a couple
after runouts. Turnover, yes. With pressure.
And, I mean, it still wasn't perfect because we got curled on a little bit here and there. We didn't beat the guy past the screen. But other than that, the defensive effort and the actual focus on the offensive end. I mean, Jalen was very focused. I think he was very efficient from the field. And I couldn't tell you exactly what his percentage was, but it was probably close to 100.
How about 100 exactly?
And we were 19 out of 26 in the first half, so about as good as it gets.
So that's something to take out of this. It's something that we actually were interested in putting the ball in the basket, and we weren't just going through the motions. And we talked about that, like I said, as soon as last night's game ended, get rolling into today, and they listen.
How about your second unit that you've had pretty much the entire second half? They won the half. But that was an opportunity for you to get some legitimate game action for those guys and do a lot of teaching there, it looked
like. Well, yeah, and that's what I told them in the locker room, too. I'm like, sometimes you guys get out there and you act like you're not interested in doing stuff. I'm like, Adam, you enjoyed your opportunity out there today,
sure
didn't
did.
You? And he goes, yes, I did. I'm like, so everybody needs to feed off something like that. And I was calling Adam over to the bench. I'm like, all right, you are the senior. You got leadership qualities out here. Get these guys playing a little bit harder. And I mean, after that initial early stint in the third quarter where they probably outscored us by 10 or 11 points, I mean, we kind of regrouped a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Dre got out there. I mean, we're young. I mean, those guys are still young. So it's one of those deals to where everything's a learning experience. And like today's just another one. When you get in there, you still need to do stuff right.
I want to go back to the first quarter because Jalen picked up two really tough fouls early in the game. Those were aggressive fouls that he picked up, but all of a sudden you got your leading scorer on the bench, not even halfway through the first quarter. DeMarco comes in off the bench and really had a very solid first quarter himself. So I don't want to lose sight of, you know, some of those things that happen early on in the game. It's important to get that kind of energy right off the bench in a situation like that too.
Yeah, and like I commended Eric last night in that third quarter, his effort and his energy. Well, he was just about a step slow in that first quarter today, and Jalen stepped it up. I mean, it's one of those deals where they pick each other up, and eventually we need to get it to where every single person's on the same energy level at all times.
I was going to say, and I want to compliment you on, I think you've done a terrific job, but you called your senior over. You wanted him to be a coach on the floor. You're really giving these guys some freedom to make some decisions and communicate more, aren't you?
Well, I talked about that with Jeremiah, too. I'm like, Jeremiah, at some point in time, you are going to be the point guard of this program. And who knows if it's going to be this year or next year or when you're a senior, but show your leadership's qualities, which you have. And I basically gave him the freedom to call any play he wanted out there late in the third quarter, early in the fourth quarter, and whatever offense he wanted. And he was doing a pretty good job of it. I just wish he'd be a little bit more vocal and kind of get everybody else kind of moving in the right direction as the point guard. And it is a leadership role and getting them to where they need to be and stuff and playing a little bit harder. But, I mean, he did well. He did exactly what I wanted him to do. And, I mean, he's had a good season so far, and he's continuing to progress. And, like I said, he is the point guard of the future here. So we got a lot of bright things going ahead of him.
We talked in the pregame. I said, you know, perfect kind of situation if it plays out this way, and it's exactly kind of how you laid it out. Got a lot of time, got a little bit of rest for Riley there in the second half to kind of not put too much additional pressure on that ankle. I mean, things really kind of played out. I mean, I know there's things to work on. There's always things to work on, but really in a tournament situation like this where
he's,
you have five games
right
in 3
buttons.
Days.
Yeah,
we actually got to run our 2-3 zone a little bit too. I don't know if you noticed that or not. I mean, it's my little baby from – like
I was going to say
four or 5 years ago, 6 years ago, sophomore wise, when
you got that
Jacob Ross and all those guys.
And
it takes a while to kind of perfect, and you got to have everybody on the same page, and they got to be talking. So, I mean, we were able to throw it out there a little bit in the second quarter, and it was pretty decent. I mean, Dalen was actually dropping when he should be dropping. Eric was talking, and Jalen always talks on that backside. I got him in the spot to where basically he can read everybody and what's going on. So that was something we were able to work on a little bit today, so we might be able to use that here in the near future. We only used that one possession this year so far, and that was the first play of the fourth quarter against Sterling when they hit that three from the corner after two passes,
yeah.
And then we nixed it and haven't ran it since, so we brought it back today.
It's a work in progress.
Yes.
Good win, Coach.
Thanks
for stopping by.
Super. Thank you.
66-26, Silver Streaks go to 10-2 on the season. They're 2-0 in this Taylorville tournament. We'll Take a break here, come back, run through our final statistics, give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball post-game coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper, but now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
This is Ron Thurman, Commercial Sales Manager at Yem & Galesburg. We partner with local business owners and managers just like you to do what it takes to get the job done with the right work truck, van, and sales vehicles fit to keep you on the road. Whether you're looking for a new flatbed or adding another service van, you may be able to immediately deduct 100% of the cost of that vehicle from your taxes. Come see me at Yem, and we can get the process started today. When it comes to keeping you and your employees on the road, we mean business at Yem Auto Group, North Henderson, Galesburg.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
66-26 the final. Galesburg over Mount Zion, day two of the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Let's go to our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, partner. We both came to this one pretty quickly. You might think, well, there's not much of a crunch time in a 40-point victory. But so these are the kinds of situations where we look more at what are the guys bringing to the court in certain situations.
And certainly it was very evident as soon as he came on the floor in the second period that Adam Stewart brought his A game and made a significant contribution, ignited to some, did all those things that you'd want when somebody coming off the bench, and continue that throughout the entire game. So Adam Stewart is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And I'd like to add, and we talked off the air there, that Coach Hart, I think, is doing something very, very important and oftentimes overlooked, where he's giving his players ownership on the floor, in practice. When you do that, you get more buy-in, your kids understand things better. It's nothing but a value. And you do that little bit here, a little bit there, and I think that's been a very, very effective tool for he and his coaching staff.
So we'll take one final break here. When we come back, we'll run through our final statistics. Adam Stewart, the senior, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and we'll wrap things up from Taylorville when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Surveyor Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Surveyor Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're all always one of a kind.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. I guess the numbers are going to look a little gaudy here in a 66-26 victory over Mount Zion. Steve, what do you show?
Shooting-wise, we shot the ball beautifully, and especially when it counted there in that first half. We were 28 for 45 from the field for an outstanding 62%. 4 out of 14, the three ball at 28%. We limited them to under 10 field goals at 8 out of 39 for 20%, and they were only 1 out of 5 for 20%. So we made them, for the most part, shoot shots that were contested out of their comfort zone. Rebounding-wise, again, we win that battle 25-17. Turnovers are a little misleading. Again, we needed to take care of the ball better, but, again, lots of those were in the fourth period there. And we ended up with 15 turnovers. They ended up with 17, but that 9 there in the first quarter and that maybe 4 or 5 or 6 there right off the bat that led to baskets and us jumping out to a big lead were the real keys in terms of turnovers.
Streaks are now 6-0 when in games when they out-rebound their opponent and commit fewer turnovers, even though there were 15 of them here today. 17 by Mount Zion, as Steve indicated. The Braves were 5 out of 9 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks were 6 out of 8. And let's run through the individual scoring. Nobody for Mount Zion scored more than 4 points. Sean High, Dylan Roberts, and Matthias Adams all finished with 4. Ethan Hamrick, Makai Adams each had 3. Reed McNeil, Quinn Gilman, Drew London, and Nash Mose all finished with 2. For the Silver Streaks, 2 players in double figures. Jalen McCants, 16 points, 7 out of 7 from the field, including a 3-point shot and a free throw. And Adam Stewart, our Davis Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, a career-high 16. In fact, he had 10 points more in this game than he had the entire season coming in. And, again, just really showed that leadership role.
Terrific
Coach
job.
Hart indicated
a terrific
in the second
game,
half.
One he'll remember the rest of his life.
6 out of 6 from the field, 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. And not only did he tie for scoring honors in this game with McCants, he also tied as the leading rebounder with Eric Price, too. So those are the only two players in double figures. We mentioned DeMarco Harden, the contribution he made. Quarter,
he was
all
outstanding.
8 of his points
He's
there.
More and more valuable all the time.
Drea Gypsyako didn't miss a shot in this game. He finished with 8 points. Riley Milan had 6. Cohen Berry, Alex Gypsyako each with 4. And Dominique Brownless and Eric Price finished with 2. It's first game all season. Eric did not score in double figures, so that streak ends for him. But I don't think he'll mind giving up a streak like that when you win by 40.
Sure. Just a super team effort here today.
Silver Streaks girls basketball coming up at 5:10 this afternoon at the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. So we hope you can join Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson for that game, maybe on your way home from work, depending on what your schedule is on this Friday. And then the Silver Streaks boys back in action against host Taylorville tonight.
Should be a good one.
We'll have that one at 8:10. Again, it's the last game of the second session, so all that depends on how well things are running on time. But 8:10 is the target time for the pregame tonight and an 8:30 tip-off against the host Tornadoes. Steve, as always, thank you. We'll see you then.
We'll see you then. Look forward to it. Thanks, Brad.
On behalf of the Hall of Famer Steve Cheeseman, for Will Stevenson of the Downtown Studios, I'm Brad Benowitz. 66-26 the final. Streaks defeat Mount Zion. We'll be back with you again tonight. Until then, we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.